It is September the 19th, 2023, Bo Blimp Doc, sometime around 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Qua. My battery is low on my Roland, but I'm still, oh crap, it just did a power off. Well, there you go. Power off, that's all you get. All you get from this here Roland was them there keys you heard. I will borrow a system from a person in the future. I'm gonna take these batteries out because I don't remember it now. I won't remember later. And I'm tired. I'm tired of this. Tired of it, right? Anywho, it is indeed September the 19th, 2023. Yeah. It is right around 2 p.m. Do I have a backup plan alpha? Well, probably. Let's see. Let me move things around, backup plan alpha. Let's get things going. Do you, Dan, have a backup plan alpha? Well, it's, you know, September the 19th, 2023. So that's my backup plan alpha. I'll screw you with the harmonica for as long as this podcast lasts. We'll see. Yeah, great. My drink is leaky now. Everything is failing me. My water bottle, my old hound dog I left behind in Alabama. My shotgun ain't working no more because it rusted over from the Rust-Oleum. Yeah, nothing's working. Do you feel like that right now, my friends out there? Do you say to yourself, maybe nothing's working, things ain't working right? Well, here's the deal. I got an email from Bluehost today. Bluehost provides the services that host my blog. And it was one of these ambiguous emails. It's almost like, I'd say, a representation of the passive-aggressive way that censorship is practiced in this country. And the email talked about changes to the contract. Did you know that 90% of our users don't use as much space as you do? I don't know anything about their users. I know they agreed to do something. I paid them. But anywho, it's hard to say what happens. It could be just a thing, you know, inflation. This particular company is going to find a crooked way to make a buck. Could be that. But Dan, it's not easy for anybody these days, especially out-of-work country music star. Yeah, it's not easy for anybody, Dan. It's not easy. So I can't tell you what's going to happen. The fact is, I went to the well a lot in the last month with you guys. I asked for a lot of help, and I would be a liar if I told you I thought it worked the way I expected, if I thought I actually achieved the goals I wanted to achieve. I guess you could say you helped keep me alive for a month. And I guess you could say I used the funds to find the edge of the perimeter of the decay and the chaos and the periphery that is right there, right now, waiting to turn to mud. But I also feel like I went in a circle. It's why I call it circling the drain. I feel like I did that. And for that, I am sorry. I know a lot of you are getting by, and I know that we're all hopeful sometimes that somehow, if we help, it's going to lead to some magical solution. And sometimes it does, and sometimes it doesn't. I can tell you that the Greyhound trip from hell really never stopped being hell. okay? It really never did. There was a brief bit of peace in Pennsylvania, and I'm very thankful for that. But overall, it turned out to be a turd. And it was a waste of money, and I left things of value behind, because as I told you all so many times, you know, one of these important pieces of wisdom is knowing what to take with you and what to leave behind. It's hard. People have a hard time with it. I've had to go through this more than once in the 53 years of my life, so I've kind of gotten used to it. Maybe you could say, well, Dan, then it's a pattern with you. I don't know. I don't think so. I think that in a matter of months, not years, a lot of people are going to understand this particular lifestyle. And I don't wish it on them. I don't hope it on them. But the fact is, this is the land of consequences. You fuck around, you find out. So to keep it simple, as long as this recorder lasts with the rechargeable batteries I fed into it, I'm just going to summarize. I do not know if I'm about to be canceled by Bluehost. I don't. What I know right now is it could cost a lot more money in the next few months to host my site, and I don't have the money. And I don't really expect my listeners to come up with it, because how? How? I have no evidence that I've ever been allowed to have more than a couple hundred listeners before somebody does something to clamp down. So how? And the answer is, it's not possible. And it may not even matter. You know, I had a really good conversation today with a listener, and we were talking about this issue of where we're at in the game. And there's this quote that comes to mind. It's a quote you're probably familiar with. You may have heard it before. And it comes in slightly different versions, and it gets assigned to different people in terms of ownership, but often it's just anonymous. But here's the quote, and you've heard it from me before. Those whom the gods are about to destroy, they first make mad. Those whom the gods are about to pummel, first make collect the hummel. They go a little cray-cray. You know. Those whom the gods are about to destroy, they first make mad. I look around. I talk to people. I met a lot of different people on the Greyhound, a lot of different people other places. It was an interesting fucking trip. To include that Flixbus, you know, parking lot, which is probably, you know, come to think of it, the cancellation by Zero Hedge may have been more connected to whatever schemes go on there than anything else. But that being said, you know, across from Madison Square Garden, it looked fucking horrible. There's not a better word for it. I'm not going to tell you it was a little messy. It looked like the inside of Satan's toilet, but, you know, the size of a parking lot. And you had all of the things you'd expect to find in Satan's toilet, including the shit, including the maggots and the pus, and, you know, giant cockroaches, all those things, hookers and pimps on Honda scooters, and people walking by, people that look like normies that might live up the block in some nice high-rise, just walking by, staring at their glowing rectangles, playing pretend. You tell me where we're at in the game. Because I think right about the time that the crazy really goes cray, 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 I think that that's about the time, you know, the next shoe drops. And it's probably going to be a real shoe. And maybe they are going to have a nuclear war. That's pretty fucking horrible and satanic and evil. And if in fact it doesn't fit with prophecy, that's even worse, because it makes you question your beliefs. If in fact that were to happen, maybe they do a little nuclear war. Maybe just a few cities get vaporized. Maybe, maybe, maybe. None of us have good information. If you're watching your YouTube channel, you have shit information. If you're watching some other channel, you have crap information. Hell, even listening to me, you probably have not so great information, but at least I'll admit to it. I won't play pretend I know some random colonel in the Ukrainian army that sends me encrypted email. That's some kind of bullshit. So I won't play pretend. If I get canceled from Bluehost, I'll keep doing Spotify and Rumble. It doesn't matter. We'll keep going. What are we supposed to do? Give up? I'm not ready to give up yet. Am I so completely connected to existence that I will scream and yell at the last moment as the cannibal mobs are tearing people to pieces? Probably not. Probably not. I won't be clinging on that hard if things go as bad as I think they could. But right now, life is still semi-normal. And people are kind of sane. I guess you could say sane enough. But you can tell that crazy's there. People are crazy. I don't know. This particular podcast might have only gone about 10 minutes. Yeah, 11 minutes. And maybe it doesn't go much more than that. It might just be a small entry for today. I would love to go on some whimsical journey and say, shit, what strange things are going on in Sector 14. Did you hear the alarm in Sector 14? There's really messed up shit happening in Sector 14. What's going on in Sector 14, baby? Nothing. Nothing good. Just the robot hookers and the stray gookers and the monster streebs. Just those freaks in Sector 14. They're the swamp gumbos who come up out of the cracks of the earth. They eat the tar and the creosote. They drink diesel fuel. They're the flagsters, the bagsters. You got the 4x4 chrono freaks who go around in their Drimbo wagons, wearing their weird hats and yelling, hoobla, hoobla. Just singing hoobla. What am I supposed to tell you, my friends? What am I supposed to say? You want me to tell you that at some point in the near future, all of this will simply go away? And the answer is, I can't say that. I wish I could bring you glad tidings and say, well, Dan, I heard there are green shoots. And what's really funny is Vice President Biden in 2010 went around the country doing his green shoots tour. You know, you remember the recovery summer? Recovery summer. That summer where the number of prostitutes on Aurora Avenue in Seattle doubled, tripled, quadrupled, mother-daughter couples. Recovery fucking summer. You remember that summer? And he went around the country about the shovel-ready jobs, and you say to yourself, it doesn't feel like much has changed. It's just, you know, more window dressing, more Potemkin politics, more grabbing a paint can, a whitewash, and covering things in white, pretending they're brand new. But what it was a lot of crony crapola, and the net effect was, from what I could tell, was nothing. Yeah, the business news TV shows would tell you, we had an increase in GDP of blah, blah, blah percent. But I think most of that's crap. And you should just, at this point, you have to kind of trust your eyes. And looking around in 2010, I didn't see recovery. I saw a continued slide into an abyss that was barely interrupted any time between 2010 and 2020. Barely. Little interruptions of quasi little spikes and a lot of papering over things, a lot of Ben Bernanke, a lot of funneling stuff through the ECB under Yellen. And I don't think that particular game has stopped. I just think they're at the point in the game, like I say, where Jerome Powell can chase a tiger, and he can get chased by a bear, And as long as he keeps running like that, he'll be okay. But he can't catch the tiger. And he really can't afford to be eaten by the bear. And if the bear and the tiger tear him apart, things get really interesting. Jerome Powell is doing the only thing a Fed chair could do if the goal is to simply run out the clock. And then what? And that's the question. That's the thing. That's the reason why I'm podcasting in a tent. Because I ask an uncomfortable question, actually a few of them. One, have they been mostly lying to us since 2020 on a cosmically, horrifically, jokingly large scale? Have we been exposed to strategic military psychological warfare? And the answer for me is yes. And then the question is, well, then why? Why? You know, if this had all ended in 2021, let's say, if it had all stopped, if, you know, if somehow we'd had a quote-unquote fair election, whatever that means, in 2020, then I would have said it was just great financial crisis part two, writ large, more money stolen. Do you remember the repo crisis of 2019? Blah, blah, blah. It was simply a bigger banking crisis. They had to implement a little bit of global austerity so they could do their financial, you know, bullshittery. I had a podcast, I think it's March 2020, called Bank Holiday. And that was my initial theory, right there, Bank Holiday. That was my best case scenario, my most likely scenario. It was just, you know, great financial crisis writ large. But then 2021 wore on, and 2022 came along, and we all found ourselves in a situation where it wasn't just the COVID, but we'd also gone through the summer of 2020, the summer of paranoia, with the BLM Antifa eruption, fully funded by, you know, Bank of America and other funneling companies for the Federal Reserve. It didn't stop. And with the Ukraine war, whatever the fuck it is, I don't know anybody who has a good handle on what it is, whatever it is, however real it is, the Ukraine war has become another kind of bugbear, another kind of fear monkey. And the idea that this could lead to nuclear war, yeah, it's a rightful concern. Even if you think this is all fake and the purpose is to hide something else, that still doesn't like remove the possibility that they might use it as an excuse to do a little bit of nuclear war. If the purpose was to kill a lot of people, well, that's a pretty effective way to kill a lot of people, both in terms of the initial attack and also in terms of the deaths that happen later, which are greater deaths, deaths from starvation, disease, radiation sickness, cancer, all of it happens. Now, me personally, I think if they were going to do a nuke war as their ultimate solution, I think they would have done it in October 2019. I think they would have done, they wouldn't have done any of this PSYOP garbage. It makes zero sense. On the other hand, if what they're really trying to do is cover up the coming of something that will do it for them, that will do the killing for them, they won't have to do much killing at all, because once this thing shows up, lots of people are going to die, then it does make more sense. But as I said in, I think, late 2020, it's a five-year window. We are now in year four. Who knows? Does it really matter to have a podcast if you're looking at it that way? And is there any likelihood many people would ever enjoy it if that's how you see things? And the answer is the same. You know, in a sense, you end up with the same result. People want to hear happy, shiny bullshit. They don't want to hear what I'm talking about. And if I do continue the podcast, it probably will be more of the fictional crazy shit. Maybe that's where we should be at this point. Entertaining, a little bit entertaining, because what are we going to do? If this is the Titanic, there are no more lifeboats, and we're all sinking together, what the fuck are we going to do? Are we going to mope in our room and play pretend and play sad? Or can we confront it courageously and accept the possibility that people have always died, Sometimes a bunch of people die. It's kind of horrible and scary, but it is what it is. Because I just don't see how we get through the next 10 years without something giving, even if it is just total economic collapse, which, you know, that to me now is the best case scenario. The best case is not global financial crisis part two. It's not even dollar collapse, because I think that's almost too weak a thing to cover up with what they've been doing. But total economic collapse. Now that more or less fits. Who knows? Who knows how smart or dumb they are, in the sense that they can take your money and hire people who are intelligent? Who knows how well they've thought about this? I mean, I know I've told you all that whatever the scenario is, I think their principal elite bunker complex, is probably in Antarctica, because anywhere else is a lot less safe. But Antarctica, that's about as safe as you can get. And there's reason to believe there are resources there, things they could use to actually get by. So it does kind of make sense. But who knows? It's not like they call me up on the phone and say, "Dan, come on down to Antarctica. We got a condo for you. We got a woman. We got Stragus pipes. We'll give you everything you need. We'll give you rubbers." Well, shit, you throw in the rubbers and the whiskey? I'll be right there to Antarctica. You throw in the whiskey and the hookers and the rubbers, because nobody wants to get, you know, no one wants the crabs. Nobody wants the crabs or the syphilis or the herpes. Anywho, they don't call me, so I don't really know for certain. But then at the same time, who knows? Who knows? The Lord in heaven knows. Do I think that it's possible that we are looking at scenarios that would in fact occur before the end times? And I think it's possible, but does that mean I know? I don't know. It seems like a lot of things are pointing towards prophecy right now. But there have been many times in human history where that's been true, and it wasn't the end times. So who knows? But I see the crazy. I see the crazy walking around. I see the crazy people grasping at straws. Oh, if we only collected all the guns. Oh, if we only censored all the people. If only we did A, B, C, and D, it would all be okay. I see lots of negotiating with reality, playing pretend, people turning up the volume of their sources of lies so high so that they don't actually have to sense what's going on in the world. There is a lot of that going on right now. All around the world, all around the United States, people playing pretend. And I guess in that sense, I can forgive myself for the last month, because maybe I did go in circles, and maybe I made a series of mistakes, and maybe I should have listened instead of going with my gut, and sometimes I should have gone with my gut instead of listening. Who knows? But what I can say is this: whatever crazy I've exhibited in the last 30, 40 days doesn't remotely compare to what I'm seeing everywhere. Everywhere. Amongst all groups of people, income classes, everywhere I've been, there's this kind of crazy that's settled in. And it fits with the quote, "Those whom the gods are about to destroy, they first make mad." So there you are. I'm sorry for the harmonica playing, but like I said, my batteries ran out on my keyboard. That's what she said, Dan. No, my batteries ran out. And maybe the harmonica is not so bad. I guess I'll get feedback on that. as far as the podcast goes, sometimes they're long, sometimes they're short. If I get kicked off of Bluehost or can't afford to be there because they raise the fees so high, then I guess I'll still be on Spotify and Rumble until they cancel me. And, you know, maybe they don't cancel me. Maybe they're the last stop, the kind of like the trailer park for all the podcasts who can't survive anywhere else. Who knows? I don't know. If you like this podcast, you can donate to it. You don't have to. You should take care of your own stuff first, like food, water, shelter. Take care of food for your family and your pet. Take care of yourself psychologically, because it's not the end of the world, so maybe enjoy yourself. Do all these things before you send money to some random dude on the internet. But if you've done all these things, and you have mountains of cocaine, you know, super technology, extra greenbacks, you name it, if you've done all this, and you've got yourself some kind of hookah on me, that's right, Hooker Army, send them to me. But if you want to, you can send me your Hooker Army. But anywho, there's a link to PayPal. Until they cancel me, you can donate there as much or as little as you want to. Just please take care of your own business first. I don't need an email telling me, I gave you all my cash and you swindled me. It's not swindling if I tell you to take care of yourself first, baby. That's right, take care of yourself first. And that includes psychologically. If you want to save up some money to go on a trip to see an old friend, if you want to take your girl out to a restaurant, all those things, do that before you donate to this podcast. But like I said, if you've done all those things and you still got extra money and your Texas billionaire who's too busy going down the road shooting your six guns in the air acting like a buffoon, then you can go ahead and donate as much as you want to. I believe it's Tuesday. I may have said it wrong earlier, but I believe it's Tuesday today, September the 19th. I should double check. You know what? I'm going to double check because I may have said it at the beginning wrong and I want to say it right. It's Tuesday, September the 19th. 2:34 p.m. And, you know, what am I going to tell you? Go out there, try to make this work as long as you can, and if I'm wrong, sometime in 2026, I'll admit it, assuming I'm alive. And if I'm not alive and I'm wrong, one of you can start a podcast called We Really Love Dan, But Here's How He Was Wrong. I don't care. And if I'm right, it doesn't matter either. It doesn't. It makes no fucking difference at all if I'm right. There are parts of this where you could say, well, what about the Lord? And I agree. There are parts of this where you could say, as a Christian, I got decisions. That's right. But in terms of the secular mechanics of history, this is a land of consequences. You know, if you want to have a democracy, quote unquote, I suppose you should expect to have the kind of people you have in charge. And they're not very good people. And they really don't care about you. And in a lot of cases, they might just want to see the world burn. Have a great rest of your Tuesday.